Hello.
This week celebrated the 50th anniversary of something. Do you know what it was?
这个礼拜是一个某一件事情的50周年的纪念日，大家知道这是什么事儿吗？
Charlie Brown Christmas, that's right.
就是查理布朗的圣诞节是一个电视动画片在这里。
But as I prepared for Malachi, I thought of a different Charlie Brown special.
但是在这个准备的过程当中，我想到的是另外一个。
This one was called Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin.
这个是说查理布朗和这个伟大的南瓜，其实是Linus。
And you see, every year Linus sits in a pumpkin patch and waits for the Great Pumpkin.
对，这个动画就是说，每一年呢，这个林努斯他就待在一个南瓜地里，等待一个伟大的南瓜。The
Great Pumpkin will rise from the pumpkin patch that is most sincere, or so the legend goes.
他相信，就是在这个最虔诚的南瓜地里，会有一个伟大的南瓜要从当中出来。
And so while all of the other children run and get candy for themselves, Linus waits.
所以当其他小朋友都在那边跑来跑去抢这个万圣节糖果的时候呢，这个林努斯就在这个南瓜地里等着。
And one of the commentators said that it's a commentary on living with beliefs that are different than everyone else around you.
然后就有一个评论家说，这个动画片其实就是在描述当你的信仰和就是别人的生活不一样的时候，你的状态。
As the other children cry, "Don't wait, Linus. Come and enjoy candy with us."
当别的小朋友向他喊着说，不要在那里等了，林努斯，来跟我们一起拿糖果去吧。
And that sets our question for today. What does it mean to wait?
这就是我们今天的问题，等待意味着什么？
What does it mean to faithfully anticipate something that is to come?
我们怎么样有信心的去等待一件事情的发生？
Today is the second Sunday of Advent.
今天是这个圣子降临节期的第二个礼拜天。
And it has been celebrated for over 1600 years by the church to wait for Jesus, to celebrate Jesus' birth and anticipate his return.
在我们教会当中，这个节日已经被庆祝了有1600年之久，是为了庆祝耶稣基督的降生和期待他的再来。
And today we turn to the last of the minor prophets, to Malachi.
我们今天来看这个小先知书当中的最后一本书，马拉基书。
The last time that God will speak through a prophet for over 500 years.
是在这个旧约和新约当中的500年间，神最后一次在旧约时代借着先知的口向以色列民说话。
And he will address what it means to faithfully anticipate the coming of Jesus.
而他就向我们指出，我们能够怎么样来有信心的等待耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。Father,
thank you for a chance to gather here as family this morning.
主啊，感谢你让我们有机会在这里像一个家庭一样的聚集起来。And
Father, our hearts go out to those in San Bernardino who have lost loved ones this week.
主啊，我们的心与那些在San Bernardino的枪击案当中丧生的人，他们的家庭同在。
Or to those in China who lost people to an attack by a man with a knife.
我们的心也与那个在中国持刀抢劫持刀伤人案当中所遭难的人同在。
Or to those in Africa or the Middle East who want to give up hope.
我们的心也与那些在非洲还有在中东丧失希望的人同在。
God, may your church be near them and love them.
主啊，愿我们的教会与他们靠近，能够把我们的爱传递给他们。
As we look today at a world that didn't make sense in 500 BC, we ask for insight to help a world that doesn't make sense in the 21st century make more sense.
主啊，就好像在公元前500年那个社会好像没有真理，没有逻辑，让我们今天的社会也是这样。
Holy Spirit, speak to our hearts this morning, we pray.
主啊, 求你的圣灵同我们讲话。
In Jesus' name,
Amen.
So what does it mean to faithfully anticipate something?
所以这个怀着信心去等待某件事情是怎么样的呢？
I'm going to give you a little background on the book of Malachi before we get into chapter 3.
在我们进入到这个马拉基书第三章之前呢，让我给大家分享一些背景。
If you remember, Judah was part of the nation of Israel.
大家不知道还记不记得犹大是在以色列当中的一个部分。
And it was carried off into exile for 75 years in Babylon.
他被掳到巴比伦有75年之久。
And eventually they came back and began to rebuild their lives in the temple.
然后呢，他们在75年之后，他们就回归，然后他们开始重建圣殿。
And there were great prophets, Ezra and Nehemiah and Zechariah, that said of God's return to Judah.
就像众先知所预言的这样子，神带着犹大回归。
So the people were anticipating God to do great things again to restore David's kingdom.
所以那里的人他们在等待神做伟大的事情来重建大卫的王国。
But when Malachi comes along, it's been 100 years.
而当马拉基来的时候呢，他们已经被他们已经回归之后有100年之久了。
Judah is not a great nation.
但是在那个时候呢，犹大还不是一个强大的国家。
They are under the rule of Persia.
他们在波斯帝国的统治之下。
The entire country is about 20 miles by 30 miles large.
他们的整个国家只有大概20英里乘30英里大。
And maybe there's 150,000 people in the country.
大概有15万人。
The temple that they had under Solomon was so much greater than the one now.
他们在所罗门时代，他们所建的圣殿比现在的这个好的太多。
As different as a mansion in Montecito to a studio apartment in Isla Vista.
就好像是在 Montecito 的豪宅和在 Isla Vista 的学生宿舍这样的区别，天差地远。
You see, what they expected hadn't happened.
所以他们所期待的没有发生。
And when Malachi shows up, the people are beginning to forget God.
而在马拉基的时代。人们已经开始遗忘神。
And so Malachi opens in the first five verses with God answering a question, one of their complaints.
所以在马拉基书开头的五句呢，神就回应他们的问题，解答他们的一个疑问。
The people are complaining, what about us, God?
那个时候的人们他们在抱怨说，我们怎么样呢？
Do you remember us?
你还纪念我们吗？
You promised us that we were your chosen people, and now we're suffering.
你应许我们说我们是你的选民，但是我们现在在苦难之中。
And they begin to make that common human mistake of comparison.
然后他们就陷入这个人类常见的错误当中，就是把自己与他人做比较。
And they're going to complain about the kingdom of Edom down there, right below Judah, in yellow.
他们就开始抱怨说，他们就开始拿自己和这个以东的国家进行比较。
And in the first few verses, they say, look at Edom.
在最初的几句他们说，看看以东人。
They were descended from Esau, but we were descended from Jacob, the one who you gave your blessing to.
他们是以扫的子民，而我们是雅各的子民，而雅各是你所爱的。
Look at the Edomites.
看看那些以东人。
They have lived and prospered while we've been hauled off to exile and now live in ruins.
当我们被掳的时候，他们活得好好的。
Look at the Edomites. God, do you love them more than you love us?
看看那些以东人，主啊，你爱他们比爱我们更多吗？
The nation is experiencing what one commentator said was the abrasion of faith that ends in cynicism because it's lost touch with God.
这个国家所经历的就是一些评论家所说的，当他们失去与神的联系之后，他们的信仰就一点点的被磨损，最后就进入了一种犬儒主义、愤世嫉俗的状态。
Cynicism is the act of being bitterly or distrustful, to be very pessimistic.
而这种状态就是他们非常的他们挖苦嘲笑别人，非常的不信任，然后他们就陷在一种悲观的境地当中。
We live today in a cynical society.
我们今天也在这样一个社会当中。
When someone says they have a solution to a big problem, we say, yeah, it won't work.
当有人说，我有一个伟大的方案可以解决一些问题的时候，我们就在那边说，啊，反正也不会有用的啦。
If we elect a different person or get a different job, it'll just all be the same.
就算我们选了一个不一样的总统，或者我们换了一份工作，反正也都差不多的嘛。
When we believe that nothing will ever change, we become cynics.
当我们相信说什么都再也不会变了，就是这样子没有办法的时候，我们就是这些愤世嫉俗、悲观的人。
But God is going to address their question and then ask one of His own.
但是神呢， 回应了他们的这些问题，并且也向以色列人抛出了神的问题。
In the first five verses of Malachi, God says, "I love you, and I have always loved you."
在马拉基书的第一节，他说，神说我爱你们，而且我一直的爱你们。
And he says, "You can look at the Edomites, but when they're destroyed, they will never return."
你们看到以东人现在虽然好，但是当他们一旦被毁之后，他们再也不会回来了。
And within 100 years of Malachi, the nation of Edom is destroyed and doesn't exist today.
在马拉基书之后的100年，以东的这个国家就被毁了，并且到今天它都就是没有重建。
God says through Malachi, "I have been faithful to you, Israel."
神对马拉基说，我对以色列是忠诚的。
But have you been faithful to me?
但是你对我的事上有忠心吗？
And the rest of Malachi then is 6 discussions where God answers their questions.
在马拉基书当中有六部分是神回应他们的问题。
Where he challenges their faithfulness and their cynicism.
也并且挑战他们的信心，挑战他们的纯如主义。
For example, in the rest of chapter 1, he makes the case against their worship.
比如说在接下来的第一和第二章当中，他就指出他们在这个献祭上面的问题。
They've been unfaithful, bringing less than their best to God.
他们没有把他们最好的祭物献给神。
The animal sacrifices that they were to make were blind or lame or sick.
他们所献的动物都是瞎眼的、残疾的或者是生病的。
They made compromises and that diluted their ability to worship.
他们在这个献祭的标准上面妥协，也就在他们的信仰上面开始有动摇。
God accuses them at the beginning of chapter 2 to not listening to his true word anymore.
在第二章的一开始，神指责他们说他们不再听从神真正的神的真理。
Which happens because as we start to not think about God as great, we get confused.
就是因为当我们不再认为神这样的伟大的时候，我们就开始产生一些迷惑。
If there is no God, we say, then we must be the ones who determine right and wrong.
如果没有一个这样伟大的神的话，我们一定是这个世界的主宰，我们会决定真理。
Truth is replaced by what humans want to hear.
真正的真理被人喜欢听的话所代替了。
God continues that Israel has even stopped following their marriage covenants.
然后接下来马拉基继续说，这个以色列人甚至背弃了他们的婚约。
It says that the men have gotten tired of their wives and just send them away.
当丈夫厌倦妻子的时候，他们就把他们休了。
Forgetting that God is a part of that union and that covenant.
但他们忘记了，当他们结缔婚约的时候，神也在其中。
And then these men have chased after women who worship false gods.
而这些人却转去追求拜假神的女子。
You see, there's a link between spousal fidelity and spiritual well-being.
大家可以看到，其实，在你对伴侣的忠诚和你的属灵状态之间是有一个很强的连接的。
And at the end of chapter 2, God even addresses the question that they're asking, "Where is God?"
在第二章的末尾。神回应他的问题就是神在哪里呢？
Some have gone so far as to declare that I guess it just doesn't matter what we do.
在当时的人有一些甚至下了结论说，我猜大概就是我们做什么都没关系吧。
They're saying do whatever you want because evil must be good in God's eyes.
他们在说你想怎么做就怎么做吧，因为神一定看恶行也是好的。
The people of Israel have lost their internal compass to point towards God.
在当时的以色列民，他们已经开始失去他们心中对神的连接。
And yet God just asks one thing of Israel.
但是神对他们有一件事。
When he established the covenant, he said, "I will be your God, and you will be my people."
当他与亚伯拉罕立约的时候，他对以色列人说，我会做你们的神，你会做我们的子民。
I will bless you, and I will be with you.
我会祝福你们，并且我与你们同在。
Just love me, and obey me.
只要你们爱我并遵从我的命令。
But faithfully anticipating God coming was too hard.
但是怀抱信心去等待神再来是非常难的。
Israel would be faithful for a while, and then they'd start to forget.
以色列人他们会 充满信心又忠诚一段时间，然后他们就开始遗忘了。
Hard times and failed expectation cause faith to turn to cynicism towards God.
那些困难的时候和一些落空的盼望，使他们的信心渐渐的磨损。
They focused on those things that were important to them, to their worldly happiness.
他们关注那些对他们自己有益，对他们在世的幸福有益的事。
And then over time, they began to realize that they weren't up to the task.
然后他们渐渐就意识到他们这样。没有办法。
But by that time, they lost all sense of God.
但是在那个时候，他们已经失落了与神的连接。
Faith, a confidence that things would turn out better, was lost.
信心就是相信事情会变好的这种盼望，失落了。
And with it, all hope for Israel.
与此同时，所有以色列的希望也就失落了。
Do you see how bleak the situation was?
大家可以看到，那个是一个怎么样萧索又抑郁的景象。
Nothing's the way you expect it to be, and so all you are is discouraged.
你所盼望的一切都没有成真，所以你非常非常的灰心。
Does it ever feel that way to you today?
大家有没有这种感受呢？
Everywhere we turn, there seems to be bad news.
我们看世界的每一个角落，就可以看到那些不好的新闻。
War or attacks or disease or hatred or fear.
战争，疾病，仇恨，恐惧。
Do we really believe the world's ever going to change?
我们相信这个世界有一天会改变吗？
How much has the world lost touch with God?
这个世界离神走远有多久了呢？
This week there was an example of that after the tragedy in San Bernardino.
这个礼拜我们又看到一个例子，就是在 San Bernardino 的悲剧。
Something happened that's been called prayer shaming.
有一件事情发，有一个潮流发生了，就是大家开始羞辱那些祷告的人。
Where people began to attack people who were praying after the event.
就是有不幸的人来攻击那些在这些惨剧发生之后祷告的人。
A reporter online condemned public officials for their, quote, useless thoughts and prayers, unquote.
一个著名的媒体 Huffington Post, 就是在公开的指责一些政府官员，然后说他们的就是 thoughts and prayers 是他们常用的一个语句了，就是 是说他们的这些思念和祷告都是没有用的。
Another report wrote, "How many dead people did those thoughts and prayers bring back to life?"
然后就在那边说，你们在那边发言的时候说一下这个思念与祷告，有多少人会被这句话救回来呢？
And the New York Daily News on its cover on Thursday had in big block letters, "God isn't fixing this."
这个纽约日报在周四的时候，它的头版有用巨大的字体写着，神没有再把这个世界变好。
Like Israel in the days of Malachi, our society has said we have to do it ourselves.
就像在马拉基的时代一样，我们这个社会在说我们必须自己解决问题。
There is no God, therefore we must make things right.
这个世上没有神，所以我们必须来修复这个世界。
Even though we're the ones who got us in the place we're in the first place.
虽然其实是我们把这个世界变成这样的。
You see, because our world, like the nation of Israel, has had its faith rubbed raw.
就好像当时的以色列人一样，我们的社会也是感觉在这个信仰当中不断的落空。
We've had false expectations. We've listened to words that we want to hear rather than God's truth, and as a result, we've lost touch with God.
我们去听那些我们愿意听的，我们离弃神的真理。
So where is the hope?
所以希望在哪儿呢？
This is a picture of.This is a picture of Derek Redmond.
这个是这个 Derek Redmond 的一张照片。
In 1992, at the Olympic Games in Barcelona, he tore his hamstring while competing in the 400 meters.
在1992年的巴塞罗那奥林匹克运动会上，他在进行400米跑的。
He began to limp.
赛的时候，扭断了他的这个。大腿筋，然后他就开始跛行。
Sorry, he began to limp, and he wasn't going to make it all the way around the track.
他开始这个就是跳着 想要跑完全程，但是他没有办法做到。
Until his father came out of the stands and put his arm around Derek.
然后他的父亲跑出来之后，就这样架着这个儿子。
And together they managed to finish the lap to a standing ovation.
然后他们在就是作为观众的起立鼓掌当中跑完了全程。
You see, it's only when we reach the end of us that God can freely move.
大家可以看到，真的是人的尽头是神的开始。
And that sets up Malachi 3 verse 1.
而这个就是马拉基书三章第一节的这个背景。
In a nation that has no hope, God says this.
对一个丧失了希望的民族，神这么说。
Behold, I send my messenger, and he will prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek will suddenly come to his temple. And the messenger of the covenant in whom you delight, behold, he is coming, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，我要差遣我的使者在我前面预备道路。你们所寻求的主必忽然进入他的殿。立约的使者就是你们所仰慕的快要来到。
500 years later, John the Baptist will point Israel to Jesus.
在500年后，施洗约翰会把以色列人带向耶稣。
But now Malachi points Israel to both of them.
但是在这个时候，马拉基向以色列人预言了他们两个。
God says there's going to be someone who prepares the way for my messenger.
神说会有一个人在我的使者前面预备道路。
And look how he describes the arrival of the messenger.
然后看他是怎么来描述这个使者的。
His arrival will be sudden.
他是忽然进入他的殿。
He will come into his temple.
进入他的殿。
And we know that the Gospels are full of stories of Jesus coming as a child to the temple, like in Luke 2, where Simeon sees Jesus and is overcome with joy.
我们知道圣经当中都有记载这些故事，就像在路加福音二章30-32节当中，耶稣还是一个婴儿的时候，他的父母带他进入那个殿，然后西面就在里面这个称颂神。
And it says that he will be the messenger of the covenant, the one who communicates what a true of God's true commitment to us.
在这里马拉基就预言说他是这个立约的使者，他是那个会把神和人立约的这个真理教导给我们的人。
How we can live as his people and how he will live as our God.
他会教导我们，我们怎么样做他的子民，他怎么样做我们的神。
And notice in the verse how it says that we will delight to see him and we desire for him to come.
对，就是这里他接下来说这个使者是我们所仰慕的，我们希望他快来。
Now Malachi uses a very specific name for God here.
在这里马拉基用了一个在旧约当中非常特别的一个对神的称呼。
I don't know what's used in the Chinese translations, but in English, what we use for God, there's sometimes dozens of words to describe him.
就是他不知道在中文当中我们怎么说，但是在英文当中有很多词都可以指向神。
Here, Malachi uses the phrase or the name, the Lord of Hosts.
在这里，马拉基用的是万军之耶和华。
Which actually could translate into the Lord of Angel Armies.
也就是这个天使天军的将领。
The commander of heavenly troops.
这个天军的首领统帅。
So God says, all this world doesn't make sense, don't worry. I'm coming in force, I'm coming in strength to set it right.
他就好像说这个世界不对，但是我会带着我的天使天军来改变。
And in a society where strength was measured by how big your army was, imagine what that would have meant to the people of Israel.
在那个就是力量被军队的这个数量所代表的年代，大家可以想象一下对以色列人这意味着什么。
It's unlikely they fully understood all of it, but they knew God was going to return in a visible way.
他们不一定可以完全理解，但是他们会知道神会用一种大家看得见的方式。
That his glory would again fill the temple.
他的荣光会再一次的充满圣殿。
They just didn't understand that temple would be the body of a man.
但他们还没有明白这个圣殿是耶稣的身体。
But when this messenger shows up, there's going to be a problem.
但是当这个使者来的时候，那会有一个问题。
It's the issue of unfaithfulness.
就是这个不幸的问题。
How can an unholy, broken, and sinful people be with a holy God?
一群这个不圣洁、不敬虔、不完美的人，怎么样能够去跟随一个完美的圣洁的主呢
？Verses 2 through 4.
马拉基书二到四节。
But who can endure the day of his coming? And who can stand when he appears? For he is like a refiner's fire and like fuller's soap. He will sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he will purify the sons of Levi and refine them like gold and silver. And they will bring offerings in righteousness to the Lord. Then the offering of Judah and Jerusalem will be pleasing to the Lord as in the days of old and as in former years.
他来的日子谁能当得起呢？他显现的时候谁能立得住呢？因为他如炼金之人的火，如漂布之人的茧。他必坐下如炼净银子的，必洁净利未人，熬炼他们像金银一样。他们就凭公义献供物给耶和华。那时犹大和耶路撒冷所献的供物必蒙耶和华悦纳，仿佛古时之日，上古之年。
You see, the messenger is going to clean up his people.
大家会看到这个使者会洁净他的子民。
A refiner's fire is when you take gold or silver and melt it so that all the impurities float to the top.
这炼金之炼金之人的火，就是在你炼金子的时候，你用火把这个金属给融化了，这样的话杂质就会沉底，然后那个好的金子就会留下来。
And you scrape off the dross, and what's left is pure silver or gold.
对，然后你把这个杂质给撇掉，你就会留下这个金银。
And the fuller's soap is not really soap like we think of and we use today.
这个漂布之人的碱不是我们现在想到的肥皂。
But it was alkali, which was used to clean the skins of animals so that they could be useful for clothing and for blankets.
就是这其实中文翻译就是碱啊，就是他们去清理这个兽皮，然后使他们可以用兽皮做衣服或者做地毯的这个碱。
And see, Malachi says the cleaning with those two elements will be complete.
然后马拉基说这个洁净会是完全的。
That forevermore the offerings of the people will be pleasing to God.
然后，从此之后呢，这个人所献的供物就会蒙耶和华的悦纳。
But being melted in fire or scrubbed with alkali is something that's going to be pretty painful.
但是在火中经过这个试炼，或者是在碱当中被搓揉，就是一件很苦的事。
It would be torture and maybe create a pain that was worse than death.
这种折磨可能会比死亡都更让人痛苦。
Which is exactly how some people define death on a cross.
也就是恰恰是一些人认为这个十字架上的受难就是这样子的一种磨练。
While it wasn't clear to the people of Israel at this time, God was already saying, "I'm going to be the one who pays the penalty to make you clean."
当然，在那个时候，以色列人还不知道说神是那个带他们受这些苦难的人。
And then after the cleansing. The judgment.
在这个洁净之后就会有审判。
Verse 5.
就是第五节。
Then I will draw near to you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, against the adulterers, against those who swear falsely, against those who oppress the hired worker and his wages, the widow and the fatherless, against those who thrust aside the sojourner and do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts.
万军之耶和华说，我必临近你们施行审判。我必连连做见证，警戒行邪术的、犯奸淫的、起假誓的、恢复人之工价的、欺压寡妇孤儿的、屈枉寄居的和不敬畏我的。
Once God has provided an opportunity for cleaning, He'll begin to separate the people.
当神提供了这个洁净的机会之后，他就开始把人分开。
He says that those who practice idolatry or who worship false gods.Who are unfaithful in their marriages or are unfaithful to true words. The ones who are unfaithful towards their community of workers and widows and orphans and aliens. And those who worship things that are false will all be swiftly judged and destroyed.
然后神就说那些拜假神的那些行奸淫的那些就是背弃他们的婚约的等等等等这样的人他们都会被审判然后被摧毁。
You see, God says to Israel, it does matter who you follow.
在这里神就对以色列人说，你看你跟从谁是真的有意义的。
This is the battle that raged in the hearts of 5th century BC Israelites and 21st century men and women.
这两边的征战在人的心里，在公元前五世纪和在现在都是一样的。
Are you in or out of the covenant?
你在这个约之下还是不在呢？
Choose what you want, but choose wisely.
选择你要的，但是，凭你的智慧去选。
Faithfully anticipate.
凭着信心等候神。
Then Malachi provides two ways that the people must change.
马拉基，说了两点人必须要改变的。
Verse 7, from the days of your fathers, you have turned aside from my statutes and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord of hosts.But you say, how shall we return?
万军之耶和华说，从你们列祖的日子以来，你们常常偏离我的典章而不遵守。现在你们要转向我，我就转向你们。你们却问说，我们如何才是转向呢？
They were so confused, they didn't know what to do.
他们这么的迷茫，他们都不知道要做什么了。
So God gives some examples.
然后神就给他们举了一些例子。
Verses 8through 10. Will man rob God? Yet you're robbing me. But you say, how have we robbed you? In your tithes and contributions. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the whole nation of you. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and thereby put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need.
在马拉基书三章第八到十节，耶和华就是说，人岂可夺取神之物呢？你们竟夺取我的供物，你们却说我们在何事上夺取你的供物呢？就是你们在当纳的十分之一和当献的供物上，因你们通国的人都夺取我的供物，咒诅就临到你们身上。万军之耶和华说，你们要将当纳的十分之一全然送入仓库，使我家有粮。以此试试我是否为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Bring your first, your best, and your complete gift to me, says God.
神说，把你投生的，把你最好的，把你完整的礼物给我。
Now the offerings they were talking about were those that would care for the priests and the Levites in the temple.
而这些所当奉的供物就是可以使那些利未人还有祭司生活的。
They were the ones who had to make sure that Israel could stay faithful in her worship of God.
那些人他们的工作就是使以色列人可以敬虔敬拜神。
It's as if God is saying, put your priority first into those things that make my kingdom move forward.
神就好像在说，你要把我的国度放在你的生命的首位。
Words echoed by Jesus in seek first the kingdom of God, and then all these other things will be added to you.
就像耶稣说，你们当首先寻求他的国和他的义，其他的都要加添给你们。
You see, God doesn't want our seconds.
大家看到神不要我们次好的。
He wants first priority in our life.
他要我们生命当中最重要的、最好的。
And as someone said to me a long time ago, you can tell a person's priorities by looking at their checkbook.
有人在很久之前就跟我说，你从一个人的支票簿就可以看到他的人生的次序怎么样。
If you're under 30 years old, by looking at your debit card transactions.
如果大家在30岁以下的话，就是看你这个信用卡的记录。
Is your heart, is the things that you invest in, the things that move God's kingdom forward?
你所投资的，你所付出金钱的，是不是一些可以把神的国度向前推进的事情？
And look at what God promises for this test.
但是看看神他向我们怎么样应许。
He says, if you will do these things, the windows of heaven will open and pour down blessings until there is no more need.
他说，如果你们愿意这样做的话，我就会为你们敞开天上的窗户，倾覆于你们，甚至无处可容。
Let that sink in a minute. No more need.
让我们来思想一下。
Through His church, God intends to bless and fulfill the needs of the people.
通过他的教会，神要倾覆于他的子民。
No more striving to get mine.
我们不用再就是去 争夺那份属于我们的。
Now let me be careful about what this means.
让我们来就是简单阐释一下这意味着什么。
This doesn't mean if you write a check today for everything in your checking account, tomorrow you'll have $1 million in it.
不是说你今天把你的就是账户里边所有的钱都捐给教会之后，明天你就会莫名其妙有100万在你的账户里等着。
But if it does mean that if you put God first, including in your giving, then God will care for you.
但是这意味着，如果你愿意把神放在首位，包括你在奉献上面把神放在首位的话，神会看顾你。
How does He do it?
他怎么做呢？
Sometimes He takes away some of the things that we don't really need to be thinking about getting.
有的时候他会把我们就是其实不需要的一些东西给带走。
Sometimes we change our priorities.
有的时候他会改变我们生命的优先顺序。
Sometimes our needs are fulfilled by other people in the church.
有的时候我们的需要会由教会当中的其他人来满足。
Sometimes He may reward you financially.
但也有时候他确实会在金钱上面。
Or just make sure that the month ends while there's still a few dollars in the checking account.
帮助我们，或者是就是确保你不会花的比赚的快。
There was a godly couple at our church in Pasadena many years ago.
很多年前，在我们Pasadena的教会有一对非常敬虔的夫妇。
And they stood before the congregation and announced that they had always given 10% of everything they earned.
他们站在会众面前说，他们一直都把自己挣的十分之一献上。
And it was their belief that God made their cars last just a little bit longer.
他们分享说，他们相信是神让他们的汽车就是总是可以比别人有多几年的寿命。
And their appliances, their refrigerators and their washing machines last just a little bit longer.
他们所有的什么家电啦、冰箱啦，都比别人这寿命长一点。
You see, the point isn't how God's going to meet your needs.
所以这个问题不是说神会怎么样来满足你的需求。
Is that He will.
重点是他会。
You can't outgive God.
你不可能给神比神给你更多。
The second requirement is in verse 13 to 15.
第二个这个要求是在第13到15节。
He says, your words have been hard against me. This is God speaking, says the Lord. But you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said it is vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping His charge or of walking as in mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test and they escape.
耶和华说，你们用话顶撞我，你们还说我们用什么话顶撞了你呢？你们说侍奉神是徒然的，遵守神所吩咐的，在万军之耶和华面前苦苦斋戒有什么益处呢？如今我们称狂傲的人为有福，并且行恶的人得建立。他们虽然试探神，却得脱离灾难。
God says, first make me a priority with your money, which is closest to your heart.
神说首先让我在你的金钱上面去优先，因为它和你的心很近。
And then make me a priority for your service, which is close to our hands.
然后呢，他要在我要在你的工上去守卫，就是和你手所做的工相关的。
When he talks of keeping his charge or walking as in mourning or things that the Jewish people were asked to do as a way to honor God, service.
我们讨论这些就是犹太人所需要遵守的这些诫命。
Throughout the entire study that we've been going through in first service on the minor prophets, God says the same thing over and over and over again.
在我们就是第一堂分享的小先知书上面，我们一直在说神不断传递同一个信息。
He says to love mercy, to seek justice, and to walk humbly with your God.
就是行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
But now we don't have to do it in our own strength.
但是我们现在不用靠自己的力量来做这一些。
You see, the messenger of the covenant has come and suffered the cleansing so that we can be clean.
大家看到我们这个立约的使者已经来，并且已经受了这些苦难，所以我们就可以借着他的受难而称义。
And now His Holy Spirit is beside us, He's wrapping His arm around us, helping us to finish the race.
而现在他的圣灵就在我们旁边，他的臂膀环绕着我们，帮助我们走完那个最后的这个跑步。
We give our hearts and our hands to God in service and in love.
我们把我们的心和把我们的手给神。
And he helps us to faithfully anticipate his return.
而他就会帮助我们有信心来等待他的再来。
Even in the midst of this good news, however, some people hear and some people don't.
即使在那个时代呢，听了这个马拉基的信息之后，也有一些人就是听进去了，而有一些人却没有。
Jump ahead to verse 16 to 18.
在十六到十八节。
Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him.
那时敬畏耶和华的彼此谈论，耶和华侧耳而听，且有纪念册在他面前，记录那敬畏耶和华、思念他名的人。万军之耶和华说，在我所定的日子，他们必属我，特特归我，我必连续他们，如同人连续服侍自己的儿子。那时你们必归回，将善人和恶人、侍奉神和不侍奉神的人分别出来。
You see, Israel had always thought that they were blessed because they were descended from Abraham.
以色列人一直认为他们被神所赐福是因为他们是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
And everyone else was the Gentiles, the unclean, the cursed.
而所有除他们之外的人都是外邦人，是不洁净的。
But God says no.
但神说不是这样。
The difference is going to be between the faithful and the unfaithful.
这个区别是在于侍奉神和不侍奉神。
The text says some listened and believed.
一些人听到了就信。
Their fear, their worship was directed towards the living God.
他们对神的敬畏是向着那个真神。
And the scripture says that God writes their name in a book. It's a symbol of forever remembering them.
这里神说他把他的名字写在纪念册上。就是一个象征，是神会永远的纪念他们。
And there's great irony in the fact that God says, "I will spare you like one would spare his own son," when in reality He did not spare Jesus so that we might become that treasured possession.
这里其实很有意思，神说我会连续你们，就好像人连续自己的儿子，但其实神没有连续他的独生爱子，而是让他为我们牺牲，使我们可以借他所称义。
But the text says some chose not to listen.
但是这个经文也记载了有些人没有信。
To remain in the darkness and the cynicism of the world.
停留在这个世界的黑暗和传统主义当中。
To continue to serve themselves rather than serve God.
继续的去服侍自己而不是服侍神。
And when this messenger of the covenant returns again to take the fruit of a life that's been spent on themselves.
而当这个立约的使者再来的时候，每个人就要按照他们所行的收所行的果子。
My friends, this day we can choose whether we're going to be people of the covenant or not.
我的朋友们，今天我们可以选择我们要不要成为这个与神立约的子民。
In response to the messenger, to Jesus, we can give our hearts and our hands to God.
借着我们对于耶稣这个立约的使者的回应，我们可以把我们的心和我们的手给神。
To proclaim in a society of darkness that it isn't futile to serve God.
在这个黑暗的世界当中，我们可以说这个侍奉神不是没有作用的。
And to watch Him open the windows of heaven for you and to pour down for you a blessing until there is no more need.
然后看着耶和华为我们敞开天上的窗户。
If you have any questions about what that means, don't leave here today before you talk to somebody, an elder or to me.
如果大家对这些还有疑问的话，不要带疑问回去，一定要和大家说，或者跟长老，或者和我们说。
You see, the first Advent, Jesus' birth was a big part of that blessing.
大家可以看到，在第一个是圣婴降临的时候的节期。耶稣就是一个很好的例子。
And today we live between the celebration of that birth and the celebration of his return.
而我们今天在这个恩典的时代，就是在耶稣就是肉身来到他第二次再来的中间。
faithfully anticipating his return.
带着信心等待他的再来。
Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
主啊，求你再来。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, we confess as a people that far too often our hearts and our hands are distracted.
主啊，我们向你坦诚，我们的手和我们的心常常被这个世界所搅扰。
They turn from you towards those things that we think would make us happy.
他们从你身上离开，去转向那些我们以为会使我们高兴的事情。
Lord, help us to live as people of the covenant, as people who are faithful to you.
主啊，但是求你让我们在你面前是忠诚的子民。
Just as you, the God of angel armies, has been faithful to us.
就好像你是万军之耶和华，但是你向我们守约一样。
Father, help us to faithfully anticipate your return.
主啊，求你帮助我们带着信心等待你的再来。
And when the world gets us down because it doesn't make sense, let us be light and hope.
主啊，当这个世界令我们失望的时候，让我们成为这个世界上的光。
Because we are the beloved treasure, we are the sons of the living God.
因为我们是被你所珍爱的，我们是那个唯一的真神的选民。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢你。
Amen. This morning we get to celebrate that covenant.
这今天。